move to the IFRIC update.
Yes, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Agenda paper 12 summarises the committee's June 2019 meeting. At the meeting, the committee finalised 4 agenda decisions and published 7 tentative agenda decisions. So if we start with the finalised agenda decisions, I want to highlight just one of these, which is the one on holdings of cryptocurrencies, starting on page 13. This topic was discussed by you last year, and you requested that the committee consider publishing an agenda decision, which it now has. The agenda decision outlines how existing IFRS standards apply to holdings of cryptocurrencies, and it also highlights relevant disclosure requirements. If I move on to the tentative agenda decisions that start on page 2, all of these include explanatory material. The first tentative agenda decision relates to the application of the hedge accounting requirement in IFRS 9, specifically whether foreign currency risk in a non-financial asset can be the hedged item in a fair value hedge. The next 3 agenda decisions relate to the application of the requirements in IFRS 15 and IFRS 16. These are practical application questions the committee was made aware of. The question on lease term also asks about the interaction between IFRS 16 and IAS 16 when determining the useful life of leasehold improvements constructed on a leased asset. I also wanted to highlight the tentative agenda decision on IAS 7 disclosures, starting on page 9. It addresses a request received from investors about disclosure requirement in IAS 7 that relate to changes in liabilities arising from financing activities. The committee also discussed 2 other matters, which are noted on page 21. I wanted to highlight the research work on lack of exchangeability. The committee discussed possible narrow-scope standard setting aimed at addressing situations in which exchangeability between 2 currencies is lacking. The committee decided to recommend to the board that you propose narrow-scope amendments to IS 21. We're planning on presenting the committee's recommendations to you at a future meeting. So I'll stop here and ask if you have any questions on any of the topics in IFRIC update.
Any questions? No? Okay. Move on. Françoise?
Well, I just have... thank you for the introduction. And I have just a comment to make on one of the tentative agenda decisions, and that is the one that relates to the lease term in IFRS 16, and more particularly depreciation of the lease term itself. And I do not support that tentative agenda decision, largely because the various paragraphs of largely extracted from the basis for conclusions that support the exception of the meaning penalty in IFRS 16 are those paragraphs that explain the decision of the board relating to the assessment of the reasonable probability of exercising the options, and they are not relating to the enforceability of the options themselves. As a result, I think we are left on this issue with a world penalty which is just undefined. That doesn't mean that it is a narrow exception. It doesn't say that it's a broad exception. It's one or the other, and I think that standard setting should bring that clarity on this issue. And, well, that's what I wanted to highlight.
Prato, just so I understand, is the depreciation bit or the IFRS 16 bit? So the
it's the lease term.
So it's a determination of the lease term. It's the same topic that's been going on. Okay. Well, I don't know. If I wasn't in the meeting, so maybe let you respond first.
Well, I suppose all I was going to say is obviously we set out on a staff paper our thoughts, and at the committee, you know, the stage this is at, is that the committee agreed with that analysis, and that, you know, set out in the tentative agenda decision that at the moment is out for comment. So I suppose I'd just say, you know, obviously we're in the period where we'll wait to see what we receive in comment letters. And certainly, I mean, I'd be happy that in the paper we bring back to the committee that analyses comment letters, we can take the point you raised into account, Françoise, and address it in the paper.
So I'm not sure I heard or understand enough of where your concern is coming from. I've had some involvement in this topic before, and I was comfortable with where the committee had landed, but obviously didn't get a chance to listen through the discussion that the committee had. But presumably, if this does come up as an issue, it's likely to come up as an issue in the response to the agenda decision as
exactly.
Well.
Exactly.
So we're at that stage now. We've published the agenda decision. It's out there for comment, and you'd react to that.
Well, to be very clear, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with the possible outcome that this agenda decision would lead to. I'm saying this agenda decision is not supposed to add to a standard which has been issued. And in this case, I think this agenda decision adds, and does so with an analysis that points to a paragraph which are in the basis but related to another issue. And I don't think we should do that if we want to continue to be successful in being efficient in supporting our support to consistent implementation.
Okay. Greg, sorry.
That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Bye.